Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 11 and just verse 7. It reads, "By faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith." Well, there's a lot packed into this one verse about an amazing character that covers quite a section of the book of Genesis, and to get a proper background to that, we would want to read chapters 6, 7 and so on of Genesis, but we don't have time for that in this short podcast today. But what do we learn about faith? What do we learn about faith from Noah, the writer here, as he writes to the people he's concerned for and loves, wants them to get a better perspective on faith and what it's really all about. And so he uses the example of Noah, an example they would have been very familiar with, not just as Christians, but particularly since he's writing to people from a Jewish background. Noah was a great hero. And it says that he was one of those who lived by faith. In fact, back in Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, it says, "This is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God." Now, there's a connection, of course, with Enoch that we looked at in the previous podcast, and is referred to in verse 5 of chapter 11. He walked with God, somebody who had a close understanding or a relationship, or who, for whom the presence of God was very real. And so Noah is somebody who listened and heard what God was really saying. And the writer, of course, of this book to the Hebrews wants the people he's writing to listen again to God's voice, to listen to specifically the voice of Jesus, the one who was to come. And if they do, and if they hold on to the promises, then they will inherit what they have been promised. They will inherit not just the salvation and enjoy their salvation now, but they will inherit ultimately the fullness of their salvation in the future. But to receive those promises, what should their attitude be right now? It should be an attitude of faith, but how is that faith expressed? Well, with Noah, it was expressed by him listening to God. It was expressed by him obeying God, building the ark. The fact that he was obedient is emphasized many times in the Genesis account. For example, chapter 6, verse 22, "Noah did everything just as God commanded him." And there are several other similar references. He obeyed, he was humble, and indeed he was useful to God in speaking to the world about what God was doing and was going to do. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, it talks about Noah being a preacher of righteousness. We don't know if he preached in the sense in which we might understand it, but he preached by his obedience, by his humility, and by trusting God and doing something that appeared foolish to everybody else, and yet what was in fact what saved him and his family, referred back to there in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. "And because he obeyed, he listened, he was humble, and he spoke to this world, he received the promises." And that's something that we have to wrestle with too, isn't it? That often we don't see the fruition of our faith immediately before us, or it doesn't happen straight away. We trust God, we are obedient, we're humble, we're honest, or we confess our sins, or we love people who don't love us back, and we don't see the fruit of that straight away. But we, are, like Noah, need to be people who trust God that this is right, and God will reward us at the right time. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 8. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. You can find us in iTunes if you type in MCCX into the search bar and look under podcast. And my Twitter feed also is MCCX. Well, until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.